It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk East Marshall baseball. Wrap up the season with Mustangs head coach Justin Frost. And Coach, an 11-18 record this past year. Certainly looking for a little bit better record than that. But still, you had some moments throughout the season. Beat Williamsburg, first round of the districts, then lost to arch rival West Marshall in the district semis. Your thoughts overall on your season?
With the youth that we had with our squad, you know, we knew there was going to be ups and downs. And, you know, when we played well, we played really well. And when we played poorly, we played poorly. But, the inconsistencies, I would say, are probably what hurt us the most. But, we have a lot of our pitchers coming back, and, it should get better next year.
Yeah, I mean, you look at you do have a lot of talent coming back, but before we talk about that, I mean, you do lose two everyday starters, Gage Hullen and Cam Hoskins, and then another senior, Chase Graytop. He was a part-time starter for you. He did have 39 at-bats on the season. So give me, I mean, Hullen had had some productive numbers for you. So did Hoskins. But I mean, how do you feel about your graduating seniors?
I mean, it don't hurt losing those three guys. I mean, Gage and Cam have quite a bit of experience at the varsity level, and Chase really stepped up this year well for us. But you know, it's like every team every year, you gotta move past your seniors once they're gone and try to figure out how to replace them.
Certainly. But I mean, so much talent coming back. I mean, with Zach Jacobson, I mean, what can you say about the year this kid had as a junior? Pitching wise, he was your ace, 6-1 record, a 2.28 ERA. He had 322 on the year with a homer, led you in RBIs with 19, second on your team pretty much in hitting. And then to have him come back as well, I mean, he had a big year this past season.
Yeah, Zach really stepped it up for us this year. He was that ace that we needed. And, you know, when he was on the mound, he gave us a chance in every game that he pitched in. And that's a lot of – we only have 11 wins, and he has 6 of them. And we were – in his 10 starts, we were 9-1 when he started. That's a pretty big burden on his shoulders, and I thought he handled it really well.
And then your pitching staff is so young. I mean, you had 2 eighth graders that you threw, Cam Monk and Carter Anderson. Anderson mostly in relief. You had a freshman, Seth Freeze, who threw 3 starts. Wesley Hammer, a sophomore, had 6 starts, 11 total appearances. What did you see from these young pitchers this year and hope that you see even bigger things, I'm sure, next year?
Well, I mean, with pitching-wise, I mean, as you know, I mean, you can throw strikes and you can get out there, and age really doesn't matter at that point. You know, didn't have a lot of upperclassmen for pitchers, and they were kind of thrust into the role of a varsity starter, whether they're ready or not. And, you know, I thought those kids that you mentioned did a really good job, and you could definitely see improvement throughout the year with those kids. And, with another year of growth and maturation, I think there could be big things for these kids.
Well, and you needed the pitching, didn't you? I mean, most of your wins were close ball games. I think you had very few blowout wins. I think you beat South Hardin 11-3. You did beat Linville Sully 8-0 in those games. But everything else was either like 3 runs or less.
Yeah, I mean, one thing, that we discussed with kids is that, offensively we just weren't there yet. So any win that we got was usually, like you said, a close game. And, it builds some character. And you can come out and win some close games like that. And, I thought it definitely helped us in the postseason when we got to Williamsburg, because we were done once again in another one. And, the kids weren't scared of the situation because they'd been through it before.
Well, offensively, Austin Elliott is back for you. He had 351. But like you say, your offense, you only had 238 as a squad. And so that needs to come up. What can you do to try and improve those offensive numbers?
I thought at some points our pitch selection was a little, maybe we were a little too aggressive, but you know, I also don't want to take the bat out of the kids' hands and stuff. But, you know, we just had a lot of, honestly, a lot of at-bats where we put the ball in play and the other team made plays. I mean, it was just one of those deals where, you know, we weren't just coming up striking out all the time. But, you know, it was just kind of a, in baseball, you know, especially high school level, if you can go to into a slump and it can be a season-long slump because the season's so short.
And then just overall, this with so much talent coming back, you probably have a lot of high hopes for this team. I mean, you, as we said, you saw a lot of young players saw action, pitching wise, offensive wise. I mean, Dane Thompson, a sophomore, was amongst your leading hitters as well. So there's a lot of young talent here. So you got to have some high hopes with all these pieces coming back next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us do have some high hopes, and you know, we want to continue to improve. And a lot of it's going to come down to, you know, we get kids in the weight room in the off season, and you know, get them doing some things on their own, and you know, hopefully this season can be a motivation for them, so you know, we can get back to where we've been in the past.
Yeah, and you've had some successful seasons over the years, and hopefully you're on your way back to that next year. Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season here on Coach's Corner, and best of luck throughout the season, and baseball will be here once again. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Justin Frost, head coach for East Marshall Baseball, joining us here on Coach's Corner on 1410 KGRN.